Chapter 36, Zedekiah, Judah's Last King. At the beginning of his reign, Zedekiah was trusted fully by the king of Babylon and had as a counselor the prophet Jeremiah. He could have kept the respect of many in high authority and communicated to them a knowledge of the true God. Thus the captive exiles already in Babylon would have been granted many liberties, God's name would have been honored, and those that remained in Judah would have been spared the terrible calamities that finally came. Through Jeremiah, Zedekiah and all Judah were counseled to submit quietly to the temporary rule of their conquerors. Those in captivity should seek the peace of the land into which they had been carried. However, Satan, taking advantage of the circumstances, caused false prophets to arise in Jerusalem and in Babylon who declared that the yoke of bondage would soon be broken and the former prestige of the nation restored. Heeding such flattering prophecies would have led to fatal moves on the part of king and exiles. Lest insurrection be incited, the Lord commanded Jeremiah to meet the crisis without delay by warning the king of Judah of the sure consequence of rebellion. The captives also were admonished not to be deluded into believing their deliverance near. "Let not your prophets and your diviners, that be in the midst of you, deceive you," he urged. Mention was made of the Lord's purpose to restore Israel at the close of 70 years of captivity. God knew that should his captive people be persuaded by false prophets to look for a speedy deliverance, their position in Babylon would be made very difficult. Any insurrection on their part would lead to further restriction of their liberties. Suffering and disaster would result.